Joining us now is NPR's Eric Westerveld, who's been traveling with the 3rd Infantry Division. He's joining us from somewhere near Najaf. Eric, when we spoke to you yesterday, you described an attack by Iraqi soldiers and militiamen in south-central Iraq. I know you can't tell us exactly where you are, but have your troops moved much in the last 24 hours?
The troops I'm with, Michelle, have not moved much since we arrived here late last night, and thankfully, it's been peaceful for the last 18 hours or so. We've taken some mortar fire during the day, but it continues to be ineffective, slightly out of range, and more just to sort of harass U.S. troops.
What kind of vehicle are you traveling in?
Well, I'm sitting right now inside an armored personnel carrier. There are Apache helicopters circling above, kind of securing the defensive perimeter that is around here, and all the soldiers in their Bradley fighting vehicles, Abrams tanks, or their armored personnel carriers are, again, taking shifts, spending the night scanning the horizon, making sure there are no intruders. Again, the worry is that these small groups of dismounted Iraqi militiamen, infantry fighters, are essentially coming in on pickup trucks and small cars, dismounting and then attacking the U.S. positions with rocket-propelled grenades and semi-automatic rifles, and that continues to be the security concern.
The resistance that you've encountered, these militia groups or militiamen, are they dressed as civilians or are they wearing any kind of uniform?
Most that I've seen and we've encountered seem to be dressed as civilians, and we're getting some intelligence from a few enemy prisoners of war that have come through and some civilians that have come through the checkpoint near where I am that are saying anyway, and we can't confirm this, that inside Najaf there are Ba'ath Party leaders and loyalists who are essentially putting a gun to people's heads saying fight or else, essentially forcing them to take on the Americans in these guerrilla-style attacks, either by threatening them physically or threatening their family or family members.
This must be somewhat confusing for the troops there because I know instructed not to fire on civilians, but from what we understand, this is a place where people often move about with a rifle strapped to their shoulder. So it must be very difficult to determine who's actually just carrying a rifle because that's custom and who's carrying a rifle because they mean to do harm to the troops.
That's exactly right. All the Bedouins and farmers around here, most of them carry AK-47s or pistols, and it's extremely confusing for some of the soldiers. Right here at this checkpoint today, there was an incident where a bus driver came through and he wanted to get close enough, essentially talk to the soldiers and explain to them that this was sort of on his bus route, but he kept coming and the soldiers put up their arms and blasted a loudspeaker and put up their guns. He came too close and they opened fire with a 25 millimeter round from the Bradley fighting vehicle, destroyed the bus and injured him badly, did not kill him, but damaged his feet and legs, and the medics had to treat him right there. But it was an instance where the commander said, I can't let a bus get that close to my troops. I don't know what he has on board, but it turned out it was just a civilian who wanted to come through. But it again highlights that confusing situation where you've got militiamen dressed as civilians who are attacking U.S. troops, and you've got locals who just want to get back to their homes.
Eric, thank you so much, and please stay safe.
Thanks, I will.
NPR's Eric Westerveld with the 3rd Infantry Division, somewhere near Najaf.